All right. All right. Finishing generations. First of all, I want to just make this statement about finishing is better than starting. Although, you know, you can't finish unless you start. But many start but never finish. And we're living in a time when there's a whole lot of quitters. There's a whole lot of folk who don't have any stamina to continue the journey. And it is because of a lack of, I think it's a lack of fathering and that sort of thing and stuff. So we're only doing what we do because, you know, we've been called to help Apostle to finish his, complete his vision. So before I go on my lesson, I just got to say this. I want you to keep in your mind that there is no rewards for quitting. There are no rewards for quitting. And you have to know that God is taking you somewhere, and you have to be able to finish the process. Go through the process, because there is a process. Nothing happens overnight. There's a whole lot of folk that think they're going to be an overnight wonder. It's not going to happen overnight. And so, but here in Genesis, the 18th chapter, starting at the 17th verse, it says, "The Lord said, shall I hide from Abram what I'm about to do, since Abram will surely become a great and mighty nation, and in him all the nations of the earth will be blessed. For I have chosen him." You see that? He said, "I have chosen him." Let me see. Okay, I got it. So he says, "I've chosen him so that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring upon Abram what he has spoken about him." Now, we know that God started off with God had to get somebody he could trust, because there were some things that God was doing in the earth. So God had to get Abram. The Bible talks about in Genesis how God cut a covenant with Abraham. So God really had to get somebody he could trust, because what God was trying to do was God had to get Jesus in the earth. You with me? Yes. So now Abraham had an assignment, because out of Abraham would come a nation, right? Yes. And out of that nation would come a family. Out of that family would come a woman who would carry the Messiah. But God had to make sure that Abraham was going to do what he had assigned him to do, take it all the way through. And see, so that's why Abram had to go through the thing where, you know, where he had to offer up Isaac and that sort of thing and stuff, because God had to see whether he could really trust him. And so even in your life, there's a little test. Apostle just finished talking about it. There's tests that you're going to have to be able to pass in order to really get to where God is trying to take you to. Your life following Christ is going to be a series of tests. Well, you're going to have to be able to endure, not just when things are going good, but how about endure when things are not so good? God asked Abraham for his son, and Abram, the Bible said, Abram was carrying that boy up. There was up going up on the mountain. You got to realize Isaac was not a little baby. Isaac was about 17 years old. You understand what I'm saying? So Isaac could have fought, but Isaac trusted Abraham. He trusted his dad. And so as he carried him up, and then God told him, God said, "I got a ram in the thicket." You know, this was just a test to see that if you would really follow me totally. My God. So this thing here, the Bible talks about how Abraham God had chose Abraham because Abraham was going to instruct his family, because God is a transgenerational God. God is always doing something now because he's already prepared something in the future. Yes, sir. And so we have to be able to get in our places and go the long haul. I mean, you got to get in it. There's going to be some times, you know, things are not going to feel too good. Yes, you know, there's been times, man, when, you know, apostle just flat up jacked me up. But you have to be able to, you see, one thing you got to know, first of all, that the person who's, and I'm gonna get into that. See, because apostle, he's really about pouring into a generation of people, because he know that the assignment is going to go, it's not just for his generation, but it's for the generation to come. Right. You understand? See, that's what this school is for. But sometimes people, I don't know what they be thinking about. See, when you graduate from this school, you should never disconnect from here. Right. You know, because he's always continuing to pour. So that's why God can trust them like he do, because he's always preparing the next generation. Because, I mean, God, that's just the way God is. So, God don't want to keep raising up one man every few years, you know, who only serves his time on earth without leaving legacy in the things which God has richly deposited into his life for others to continue. Now, you heard him talking about, you know, he's a black Kenneth Hagin. It's because he sat at Kenneth Hagin's feet. And when everybody else was making excuses, you know, why they couldn't go and that kind of thing and stuff, he was always preparing. I mean, he talks about how his car broke down, you know, on the way to the meeting and that kind of thing. And so he had to take his coat off and just get under there and fix the car and then just get back on the road. Well, most people would have said, well, this old clunk done broke down. You know, we're just going to go pull it on the side and stuff. And in the morning, we'll just head on back home. No. My purpose was to get to the meeting, get to where that person that God has placed in my life to pour into me. To get to that place, you understand? So that is why he's experiencing what he's experiencing. Yes, sir. Praise God. And the thing about it is, I guess the ratio, it's a small ratio, because if you start looking at Elijah, Father Elijah, and you see the 50 sons of the prophet, they way in the back. So let me just ask you a question. Where are you? Are you one that following from afar? Are you getting as close as possible so that you can receive all that God has for you? Because everybody's not going to go. Now, there's been people who, and you have to be careful of this. When God tell you to follow somebody, you got to follow them. I don't care if your mama don't like them. That's right. That's right. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Watch this. Now, if God told you to follow somebody, then when somebody else has something to say about it, then you have to know in your heart that this is what God told me. So this is really not up for discussion. All right. Okay. All right. Look at the Bible says Jesus was asking the disciples, said, who do men say that I, the Son of God, am? So they said, some say you Elijah, some say you Jeremiah, some, you know, say you one of the other prophets and that sort of thing and stuff. And then Peter gets this revelation, said, no, Jesus said, who you say? Because you're talking about what other folks say and what you say. So watch this. So there is communicated knowledge, you know, where people may have talked and said something about this person, but then you have to have revealed knowledge. So you can't follow with communicated knowledge. You have to follow with revealed knowledge, what God has revealed to you. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Because what somebody else may be saying about the person is not what God has revealed to me.
That's right.
Y'all with me here?
Yes, sir.
See, I'm trying to put you on a track where you're not going to fall off the truck.
Right.
No matter who not going.
Right.
You know, I have people, you know, related to me, you know, they don't have a whole lot to do with me because, you know, they can't handle who I follow. So what? So if I go to their house, you understand, and they got something to say about the apostle, I'm leaving.
That's right.
If they come to my house and say something about the apostle, they leaving.
That's right.
Either way, somebody gonna go.
Yes,
you understand what I'm saying? And see, and this is the reason for it. It's because this is who God has. I've got revealed knowledge. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going by communicated knowledge.
That's right.
I'm not going by knowledge that's been communicated, what folk have said.
Right.
I'm going by what God has told me.
Yes, sir.
And so unless you are locked in that way, then you're not going to finish.
Right.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
So God is he's transgenerational in his plans and purposes. All right. So what God has given to a man is not just for himself and his lifetime, but for the generations and for the generations to come. That's what God gave. So in Lamentations 5:19, it says, "You, O Lord, rule forever. Your throne is from generation to generation." Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah, glory to God. We were down in Richmond, and so when Apostle said that he was going to stay to Sunday, well, see, that's a no-brainer for me.
Amen.
I don't have to pray about it.
Yes,
so, you know, I had my son with me, and he was supposed to came back, you know, so he could take care of the service. So, you know, I wasn't thinking about it. I said, "Now, Apostle gonna be dropping something heavy." And so, see, I've taught him to watch how I follow. So you got to be you got to keep your eyes on exactly what's going on.
Yes, sir.
See, watch this. And let me tell y'all, by the way, I don't care what nobody think.
Right.
I don't care what nobody think.
Right.
My son, he watched Montreal, Dr. Montreal, Dr. Leroy Jr., and Donnie. He watched them closely. Why? Because to see how they function with their father.
Yes.
So that he can function. See, connection is so wonderful. Let me tell you, God. Because I really want you to see this. My son was going to, ULL. And so, you know, and in college and stuff, you know, they had them getting wild parties and all that kind of stuff. And so I kind of felt my grip slipping on him. So, I told Apostle about it. He said, "Well, let him come on home. Well, he can just help you in ministry." Mm-hmm. So I sat down and talked to him. I said, "Son," I said, "that's work to do in ministry, and that kind of thing gonna carry you away from. I mean, the education, all that was fine, but when you start partying, and you start, you know." So I said, "You need to come and you need to get right where, you know, I can have my hand on you." But that came through connection, watching how Apostle deals with things and that sort of thing and stuff. So that helped me. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
So I'm always listening for a word that's going to help to carry me to the next level. All right. All right. So so while I was gone, Apostle was saying it tonight. You know, you got to hear what the Lord's saying. Got to hear what the Lord says. I said, Lord, I need somebody for take care of the service. So I'm praying. I almost called in the day of preaching because I had one here. Make sure that God has told me that's who he wanted me to. So but my main point was that I wanted him to be there to experience what we experienced.
Yes, sir.
If y'all wasn't in Richmond, y'all missed y'all life and y'all missed it. The anointing was so strong. The lights went out.
Wow.
On a sunshiny day, the power of God was present in the place in such a way that, I mean, not only the lights went out, the mic blew out. Man, I mean, the power hit that place. But watch this. So I'm not trying to cut a new path. Apostle already cut the path. I'm going through the path while he'd already cut. You with me? Let me show you something the Lord told me. The Lord said to me, he said, when you see apostle, what do you see? I said, I see manifestation everywhere. He said, you're not seeing right. I said, well, I mean, I see the blessing of God everywhere. He said, no, you see an effect, but you're not seeing the cause. I said, all right, Lord, what you saying? Okay, let me give you a, this is how he showed it to me. All right, remember Jesus, how Jesus was going about doing miracle signs and wonders. Remember that? All right, so that was a day when Peter and them in John 1:35 talks about how Jesus was, they were looking for Jesus. Jesus had got up early. He used to get up early in the morning praying, right? And so he get up praying. He spent time with the Father, right? And so the Father would show him exactly what he needed him to do. That's why he's spending time with him, so he can get a revelation from the Father. So the Father was showing him. So when they came looking for Jesus, you know, he's somewhere behind a rock somewhere, you know, praying. So when they found him, they tell him, you know, that we have to go, you know, in the city and stuff. So Jesus said, come on, let's go. And so when Jesus would get there, Jesus would just lay hands on somebody and they receive sight. He had to stay there and just, you know, all night praying for them. His time with God got him prepared for the mission. So here go Jesus, go to this place. He tell the lame person, get up and walk. Didn't spend no time. He just tell him, command him, pick up your bed and walk. Here they go walking. So disciples see this thing, say, my God, say, what is he doing? They bring a little girl to the disciples, a boy to the disciples, and say, the boy need a demon cast out. The disciples can't do it. Say, what's up? Say, we can't. And Jesus said, just bring the boy here. I've been here with them all this time, they don't see. All right, so Peter got a revelation. Peter said, wait a minute. He's doing all these miracles, signs and wonders. It's because we always, every time I go look for him, he's somewhere praying. He spent a lot of time praying. So when he get out here, he already prepared. The Father already showed him what he wanted him to do. So Jesus said, I only do what my father showed me. How was he showing him? He was showing him about revelation within the time of prayer. So Peter said this, Lord, teach us to pray. Because it's your prayer life that's producing this.
Yes,
so that's what the Lord told me. The Lord said the same way with apostle. He said that apostles spend a whole lot of time. That's why things are, the manifestation and things are happening. Some folk get their eyes on the things and miss this time with God. And that's what we got to get a hold of. See, apostle got a love for God. He got a pursuit of God like I've never seen nobody before. So that is the thing that's going to cause us. And so if you feel like, well, we came here for this and you're talking about the apostle, well, you may need to get out of this class because I'll be talking about the rest. Because listen to me, because I am. Watch this, y'all. Watch this. Some of y'all real holy, so y'all gonna miss it. I am a disciple of apostle. Hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody said, I thought you was a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, I am. But guess what? In this earth realm, God put a man in my life to speak into my life. And see, this apostolically, see, this is what's been missing in the church. Everybody want to do their own thing. Everybody want to be, they want to be original. I am this, I'm that, of that kind of thing and stuff. Man, God always, if you look in the Bible, if you look at with Moses, that was a Joshua.
Yes, sir.
God always had a successor. That's what transgenerational ministry is about.
Right.
It's about passing it on to the next generation.
Yes, sir.
And when a man or woman understands that and began to pour into the next generation, then God will trust you.
Yes.
God said, I can trust them with more because they are going to, like Abraham, they're going to pour it into their children. They're going to make sure that the next generation have the same thing. All right. That was I read the book about the generals. That was Catherine Kuhlman. That was William Seymour. That was A.A. Allen. That was Branham. Amy McPherson. That was a whole lot of these folk God really used. But guess what? When those folk died, guess what happened? The anointing was not left in the earth for somebody to follow because everybody wanted to do their own thing. All right. Watch this. When Elijah, who had done twice as much as Elijah did, when Elijah died, and the Bible talks about how, now watch this, Elijah got the mantle from Elijah, right? So, but when Elijah died, the Bible says that they had a funeral procession going on. And they threw this dead man in this, a war broke out. So they threw this dead man in the grave while Elijah was. And guess what? That man jumped up. Why? Because that anointing, nobody got it. That anointing was in that grave. Because if the anointing was in the grave, then there's no way in the world that body would have jumped up. But the anointing is not for the grave. The anointing is for men and women to grab a hold of it. Some things are taught and some things are caught. Hallelujah. So as many times when apostle is... when apostle teaching, you got to catch what he's saying. And sometimes apostle gonna talk, and sometimes you may be this man from another world because he always talking about in the spirit realm.
Right. Yes. Right. Yes,
and so if you're not on the same frequency, you are gonna miss what he's saying.
Right.
Glory to God. All right. So then it says that in Daniel 4:3, it talks about how great his signs and how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. See that thing, generation to generation? So his throne and his dominion, his salvation, all his plans are for all generations. So now, God is looking for the continuity of legacy and of his purposes here on the earth. God will reveal his secret plans to those who will make every effort to raise up the next generation and ensuing ones to walk in that which he has begun with them. So we will release his miracle power. He will release his miracle power for those. Hallelujah. Which are ready to impart it into others, empowering them to continue what God has begun in their midst. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Now watch this. In 2 Timothy 1:3. Watch this. It says, I thank God, whom I serve with a clear conscience, the way my forefather. Now, this is the Apostle Paul writing this to Timothy, right? So he says, look what he says. I serve with a clear conscience the way my forefathers did. He said the way my forefathers did. So there had to be somebody who trained him how to follow God. Ooh. I'm going to ask you a question. Who taught you to follow God? Who taught you to follow God?
Yes, sir.
See, that's why Jesus' purpose was to show the disciples how to follow the Father.
Yes, sir.
How when he go off the scene to keep it, to keep this thing going.
Right.
You with me?
Right.
See, that's why I don't have other agenda outside of what apostles are doing. Hallelujah. His agenda is my agenda.
Right, right.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. But you're not going to hear folks say this a lot. You hear folks talk about, you know, how God made them original. He, you know, like Apostle was saying tonight, God told the prophet, you ain't the only one. What's wrong with you? I got 700 prophets that hadn't bowed their knee to Baal. We're talking about you the only one. So, but we have to make sure that God is somebody pointing us. So he says, as I constantly remember you in my prayers night and day, longing to see you, even as I recall your tears, so that I may be filled with joy. Now look, the Apostle Paul, he's talking about three generations there, right? He's talking about himself, he's talking about his forefathers, and then he's talking to Timothy. See what I'm saying? So it has to be. See, you can't be an island.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You cannot be somebody who's isolated.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
You have to be. Now let me say this. There's a lot of people who are real gifted and real talented. Mm-hmm. You listen to me. Now, many times gifts and talents can deceive you. Because you can have gifts and talents and you think that, you know, hey, you know, you're an overnight wonder. You with me?
Yes, sir.
And so you just find somebody who, you know, you see somebody, you know, who doing whatever it is you want to do and stuff. You just kind of mimicking them and stuff and not really being poured in or anything like that. But you just, because you're trying to put yourself in a position where, you know, you can turn the world upside down. Now, watch this. Your character and your gifts can carry you places. I mean, not your character. Your gifts and your talent can take you places that your character won't keep you. See, that's why you have to be able to submit to somebody who's not afraid to tell you the truth about you.
Yes,
who's not afraid to jet the slack out of you.
Yes, sir.
Because, again, first of all, you know they love you.
Yes, sir.
And you trust them enough that they're looking out for your best interests.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. So there'll be times. See, you're going to have every opportunity to quit. But you got to have a stick to itness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got to get rid of the ego.
That's right.
And you have to submit. You know, apostles say, you know, that ego is E-G-O, edging God out. So you can be full of ego. You don't want nobody to tell you nothing. I'm going to tell you something. You are in for a long journey, frustrating one. Because you're going to be disappointed a whole lot.
Yes, sir.
I don't care about what's going on in this camp.
Right.
I don't care what they're doing. See, this is what many people do. They go to this person to get a little bit from them. They go over here and get a little bit. They go over here and get a little bit. And then, you know, they say, well, who your father is? They don't know who the dad is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then come the apostle and then talk about, you know, well, this is my dad. But your DNA don't say that.
Come on.
You acting like somebody over here or somebody over there. I don't care what. See, sometimes even in ministry, you'll begin to see, you may see somebody look like they're progressing. But and then you think that, you know, well, I'm going a little slow here. I don't know what's going on. Let me give you a secret. I'm going to get them close right here. Give you a little secret. In order to build a skyscraper, you got to go deep.
Yes, sir.
If you want to build a one story, you go shallow.
Yes, sir.
Now, it takes longer to build a skyscraper than it does a one story.
Yes, sir.
Now, you may see somebody else look like they're passing you. And you feel like, man, look like they're doing this or they're doing that, you know, or they're pastoring now and they're doing this and the other and stuff. And you say, well, man, look like it's just taking me. It's because where God is taking you, the process is taking longer.
Yes, sir.
Because you got to go deeper.
Yes, sir.
In order to go higher. Where it may look like that person is already rising up and look like you're still here. But it's only because what God is going to do in your life will be so much greater. That's why you can't be jealous of folk.
That's right.
That's why you can't compare yourself with other people.
Right.
You can't. The Bible says he that compares himself with others is not wise.
Right.
You're not wise when you begin to compare yourself with other folk.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So we have to get to a place to where I'm satisfied with what God is doing in my life.
Right.
God is doing the work fast growth don't mean that it's healthy. You know, all the time, man, they hitting them chickens and stuff with them hormones and stuff, man. Them chickens grow so fast, you know what I'm saying? Because they trying to market them. So they can't stay beaters for a long time. Little chicks, you know, old school, we call them beaties. But they can't stay that because they trying to market them. Supply and demand. They're trying to, you understand what I'm saying? So they're hitting them with hormones and stuff for them to grow fast.
Yes,
and a whole lot of ministries has been hit with hormones.
Yes,
they're growing fast, but they're not healthy.
Right, right.
Ooh, my God. I want you to think about it. Is your growth, are you growing healthy? Or are you just trying to grow fast?
Hallelujah.
This school is going to change your life.
Yes, sir.
Apostle is going to pull some things in you that is going to cause people to wonder what happened to you.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. All right, y'all finish. Go to chapter 1. Y'all read chapter 1 and we'll start that next week.
Yes, sir.
All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Y'all been a good class.